West Virginia voters are more than a year and a half away from having to choose their next governor, but the ballot on the Democratic side is starting to fill after a second candidate announced his intent to run Monday. Billionaire coal baron Jim Justice made the announcement in White Sulphur Springs, just a mile or so down the road from his luxury resort, the Greenbrier. Justice was quick to share stories of why he wants to be the next governor, but discussed very little when it came to policy.
I am now announcing my candidacy for the governor of West Virginia.
Justice officially announced his candidacy at the White Sulphur Springs Civic Center Monday after rumors of his intentions spread like wildfire throughout the state last week. The owner of the Greenbrier and Southern Coal, which operates mines in five Appalachian states, says the idea of holding the state's top political office has been on his mind for years.
To be perfectly honest, I've thought about it a long time, long time. And you know, it would be so easy if you were me to say, well, why fool with all the headaches? But, you know, it just won't leave me. It just keeps eating at me.
The former Republican says he will run as a Democrat, but has yet to officially file his candidacy papers with the Secretary of State's office.
I am much more suited to be a Democrat because I truly want to be the person that is trying to take up for the little guy.
Justice says he'll focus on creating jobs in West Virginia, especially in the southern coal fields, which he called, quote, hopeless, but shared few ideas of how to create those jobs. He did say, however, the current leadership isn't doing enough.
Many of the Republican side of the equation, they've been there. It's not like they're brand new. For some reason, we have not harmoniously worked well with one another. Democrats and Republicans.
Justice believes he can be the one to bridge the divide between the parties and get them to work together for the state. The West Virginia Republican Party, though, has already started lashing out against the newly minted candidate, pointing out his company's delinquent mine safety fines. An investigative report by NPR from November showed Justice's mining company owes more than $2 million in delinquent mine safety fines to the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration. NPR's reporting says injury rates at those mines were nearly double the national average. An official with the mining company says they are in the process of paying off those delinquent fines, making $100,000 payments each month. Justice backed that statement after his announcement.
In all honesty, in the coal business today, we do have obligations. When it all really boils right down to it, we're taking care of them. We will take care of them.
Justice is expected in Charleston Tuesday morning to file his official paperwork to run for the office. Then we'll make stops in Clarksburg, Wheeling, and Martinsburg. So far, only State Senator Jeff Kessler has also registered to run for the Democratic nomination. Congressman David McKinley, Senate President Bill Cole, and Attorney General Patrick Morrissey are all considering runs on the Republican side. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in White Sulphur Springs.